a gitvach and a mazel de kevach. Before we go to the mass of this week, I would like to make a minor correction on what we said last week. We spoke about Ezra Soif and said that Ezra came up to Yerushalayim before the second Beis Hamikdash was built. Ezra actually came up after the second Beis Hamikdash was built, but he found Yerushalayim in a stage of disarray and disrepair. And Ezra and Nehemiah hamzachinim and said the arbit and shored up and fixed up Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. This coming Wednesday, Chai Taivis is the Yutzat Finim Heiligen B'nai Yisoscha Rabbeini HaKudosh Tzviya Lamaylich Ben Rabbeini HaKudosh Pesach Zechisoi Yugen Alayni. The Heiligen B'nai Yisoscha was born in Tuf Kif Mem Gimel 1783 and is Nestale geworden Chai Taivis Tuf Reish Aleph 1841. Ki Yediyah, his mother was a niece from the Heilige Rebbe Lamaylich, and the Rebbe Pesach and his Rebbetzin Nebuchadnezzar, that children had a kiyum by them. They passed away young, or there were stillborns in Kedoyim, and they once came to Fetif Abrucha. And the Heilige Rebbe Meilich gave them a brucha that they're going to be zoiche to have a ben zuche that's going to be a bar kayuma, and he's going to lighten up the world with his Torah and his Kedisha, but he wants them to name this child Elimeilich. When Pesach and his Rebbetzin heard this, hat's ungechabt at Sitte, does this mean that the Fettigkeit nestalig werden? So when this little baby was born, they decided not to name him Elimeilich, but they named him Tzvi Elimeilich. When the Heilige Rebbe Meilich of Lezhensk heard this, he gave a krechts. He said, "I zukte, a hersch is kein Meilich nicht. A deer is not a king." And the Rebbe Hershmeilich of Dinev said later on in his life, "Halavai, what my parents would have not added a name Tzvi, I would have been much, much greater." Lamasa, with all having said all of this, the bruch is mekiyim geworden, and the Heilige B'nai Soscha grew up to be from the greatest tzaddikim in his generation. He had tozen to chassidim, and he was a rebbe. He was a rebbe from rebbes, and he ended up being a gun utzim and a lamden miflig and a ish kudish adlam oid. The Heilige B'nai Soscha ended up being Ruv in many, many cities. He was a Ruv in Dinev, and Strijev, and Ribetich, and Lancet, and Kolomai, and Holoshitz, and Borsht, and Mislabarich, and he was a Minkach. And for many of these towns, he left because people gave him a very hard time. And why were they giving him a hard time? The Heilige B'nai Soscha took the approach to fight the Maskilim head on. Mendelssohn and his whole cat, that is when they started sprouting and spreading the apokorsis and the timma and the haskula, started in Germany and it overflowed into Eastern Europe. And the Heilige B'nai Soscha hat sich geschlugen mit dem to the nth degree. One of the svurim that he wrote was Ma'im Gamim, and there he writes and he explains the finstere koyach from the Maskilim. On this Kinteris, the Sefer Ma'im Gamim, is told as follows, that the B'nai Soscha, the Heilige B'nai Soscha, had a son, Reb Duvadel Dineve. Reb Duvadel Dineve once met Reb Shiele, the Belzeruf, the Mittler Belzeruf, and they were talking about the Sma'im Ganem. And Reb Shiele Belzeruf tells Reb Duvadel Dineve, he says, it's not shayach that this was written with human koiches. It's had to be written with superhuman koiches. So Reb Duvadel Dineve tells Reb Shiele Belzeruf, he says, you know, Belzeruf, it's so interesting that you're saying this. So let me tell you, my father was sick for 6 weeks. He didn't eat, kamat, didn't drink. He was losing weight, running temperature. And we called doctors. We could not figure out what it was. And we called a big professor, and the big professor came in and he checked my father. When he walked out, he says, there's something laying heavily on the Rabbina's hearts, something that's weighing very heavily on his heart. If he could get that off his chest, that will be his refiah. When the Rebbe Hershmeilich of Dinev heard that, he locked himself in the room for 2 days, and he came out with this kinteris, the seiferl, Mayim Ganam on the Maskilim, and Lamasa, afterwards, Baruch Hashem is a gezind geworden. The goon, the heilige goon, the Chavtzeile Sashurim, was once by Rebbe Hershmeilich fin Dinev for Shabbos. And in the middle of Shalashidus, he was talking about the Haskula movement and how dangerous as for Klal Yisrael, and how we have to stay far away from them and have no shaykhs with them. In the middle of the Benai Soscha, Zoytze Kocht, as a Tzachim Ashtelov. And he said as follows, he says, Rabbeinu Shloilem, it's very possible that that Rusha suffered for all his avaidus already, and now he is going to be escorted into Gan Eden, because it was Yediyah that Mendelssohn himself was at Mekayim in the mitzvahs. So the Rebbe Hashmeilich from Dinov continued to say, I am begging you that you should, wherever in which whatever heichel he is, you should take him from there and you should throw him into the shoil tachtes, a mukim where all the machtiyas rabbim are. And when the people heard this, when the tzaddikim, under the tzaddikim and the dot heard this, they that is when they went out full-fledged against Moshe Mendelssohn. Lamasa de Benai Soscha lived only 58 years, but he wrote Chadisha Toira L'Rav. He wrote so many Sfurim. His Geoynes was set sich ungeschrieben, et ungeschrieben Agre de Kala, Agre de Pirkedech, Pekedecho, Chadisha, Marzuan Chaneke, Maget, Halima, Salgamura, Regel Yeshura, Noch Masechtes. And he used to write, constantly writing. Even when Chassidim would come in with a kvittel, they would give him the kvittel, he would write Chadisha Toira, and he would answer them. And Tzaddikim said, it's something that you can't see by your yelid isha, that his brain should be able to do two things at one time. Vinchin Yidin and Shraam Chadisha Toira. The Rebbetzin used to come into him Erev Shabbos before Lechtzin and tell him, the tailor and the shoemaker put away their tools while you're still writing. And that's when he would put down his pen and he would stop writing. The Welt hat verzeilt damals that the Yidinis used to also go to Rebbes with Kvitlach, and the Yidinis, the Wabashield, as a Snushim, liked very much to go to Benai Soschim with Kvitlach, because they used to say, is a Gitte Rabbine, because he writes everything down, he takes notes. When we speak to him, he takes notes. And there was a story that went around Bechaif and Heilige Benai Soschim that a woman came into him once, and the Gabbe tells the Wabel, so what do you want from the Rebbe? So she says, I was here a few months ago and nothing changed. Let him take out his notes and let him see what it is that I needed. But Lamasa, the Heilige Benai Soscha, is Yediyah. What we know about him is the greatest Sefer Benai Soscha. There were two tzaddikim that were chassidim from Heilige San Zeruf, Reb Shmuel Dorig and Reb Heskel Ratzferde. They were once from Heilige San Zeruf at Rosh Hashanah, and they wanted to see what the Heilige Divrei Chaim is doing before. So they snuck into the room and they hid in a closet, and they were there and they saw that the Heilige San Zeruf is learning a psasaifa mit a koch mit a brand for 3.5 hours. Afterwards he went out to the Kiyah Shoifa. So they went and they looked what saifa, and they saw a land Benai Soscha. It was a chiddush to them, because from San Zeruf to Benai Soscha, that was almost a contemporary. Later, by Mituxida, which was Speit, Shembanach, they went over to take Shraim. And Sanzeruf says, "Ay, look at Antike Chassidim, today's Chassidim." He says, it's so difficult to be a Rebbe for Chassidim today. They don't trust the Rebbe, and they look after him. You should know that when Tzaddikim learn a cipher, they only learn a Sfurim that the Mechaber wrote a cipher with Riach HaKodesh. And then he told them that the Benai Soscha was written with Riach HaKodesh. Heilige Benai Soscha was a Kudish when he was still a child. His father, Reb Pesach, was a Melamed and used to go away for most of the winter. And he taught by a person that had a Kretschmer. And this person gave him money at the end. After Purim, he would go home for Pesach and he would bring home whatever ruble this innkeeper gave him. It was once a bitter, frigid, snowy night, and there was a knock on the door. And three Polish peasants, hair frozen, knock on the door. They come and could they stay there for a night? And the innkeeper tells them, yes, but you know, it's going to cost you X amount of money. Do you have it? They said, no. He said, I'm sorry. No money, no inn. I can't take you. And he slammed the door. The Heilige Benai Soscha's father, the Pesach, goes over to him. He says, I know they're goyim, but how do you throw them out? And he says, you want to pay for it? He says, I'll pay for it. Bekitze, they opened the door, they called back these three goyim, and they told him that this Yidel is going to pay for their room and board. No, the goyim had party time. They stayed there for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, they left. came before Pesach, and the Heilige Ben Issachar's father, Pesach, goes over to this innkeep. He says, you know, I want to go home. I need my money that I taught a whole winter. And he says, hello, Rabid. He says, I usually give you 40 ranish. These goyim ate and drank and slept their teb. It was 43 ranish. I'm sorry, you owe me 3 ranish. After Pesach, you're going to come back and you're going to teach for free for the next 3 ranish. No, the Pesach has no bride. He goes home, but he was heartbroken. After a whole winter, leaving his rebbets and children. So he comes into the shtetl and he decides, I have no reason for me to go home. I have no money. He goes straight to the besmedrish. As that's the chlein of besmedrish. The kleine Herr Schmeilichel, the Bnei Soscha, heard that his father is in besmedrish. So he runs to besmedrish and there is his father learning. And he says, Tata! And he gives him a hug and a kiss. He says, Tata, come home. You have to see the new shoes that mommy bought us and the new suit and the clothes and the food. Mommy is so happy. She bought things for Pesach. She said, now we can go pay all the stores what we owe them. And this Pesach was heartbroken. This like gave him a zashtech and hearts. But Les Breire, his little child, is asking. He walks home. And as they're walking down the street, a horse and buggy, a fancy coach drives by, bumping down the streets, and a package falls off. And Pesach picks it up and starts chasing this wagon driver. He says, hello, you dropped the peckle. And the wagon disappeared. Wagon disappears. He opens it up. And he sees there's no simmer, there's nothing. In there were 43 ranish. Exactly what his amount was, sism gekimmen, benoisef to the goy, and medem hat er gemacht Pesach. Pesach by the night, bam side, by, he opened the door by Shvoi Chamaschu, little Shmeilichel opened the door, and he yells to his father, Tata, Tata, that wagon that dropped the package is here. And Rav Pesach comes to the door, and there was no wagon, there was nothing in sight, and it verstanden that was a Liyu Yanuvi, and little Herr Shmeilichel had Gili Eliyui when he was a Klein Yingele. The Heilige Ben Issachar once told the following story, but before we tell the following story, he used to being the person that was such a kanui, and it's chazoy geshlugim mit dem askilim, and that's why he left many towns. He had no choice. He used to sign his letters. It means he only saw the gits in Yidden. He once told the following story. He said there was a young couple that got married, and after a year and a half, Baruch Hashem, they were gebenched with a little ben zuche, and one day the mother disappears. The mother disappears, mazich. They went from town to town. They cannot find the mother. No, what could the husband do? No wife, he doesn't know where she is. He has no idea. You know, there's nothing that can be done. And the years go on, and this father raised this child as a single father. And this child eventually, one day got married. And this child went into the business of tailoring suits. He would sew suits and he would sell them. One day he makes a cheshbon, I can make much more money if I go to the Yerid, to the place where they have all the vimazuk, the mark, buy finished suits and sell them. So he took money from people and he told them that he's going to buy suits, he'll sell them, he made a partnership, and he goes to the faraway big city and he buys a bunch of suits, and now he has to get back home. How is he going to get back home carrying 50 suits, 100 suits? So there is a coachman there that tells him, you know what? I'll take you. This is what I do. I come to the market, to the marketplace, wherever this market, in which whatever big city is, and I take people home. Where do you have to go? So he tells him, I have to go to that city that was a 5-hour ride by horse and buggy. So this coachman tells him, look, it's late in the afternoon. I live 2.5 hours away from here. I'll take you to my house, and tomorrow morning we'll continue. They made up a price and a guide. As they were driving, the snow started falling, and by the time they got to this Balagula's house, the roads were impassable. They went and they slept there. The next morning, this was still snowing. This was Thursday, and Thursday night, then Friday, and this Yid, this Inge man wanted to really get home for Shabbos, but Lamasa was kind of team. So he stayed by this Goy for Shabbos. you know, he prepared, he had a bissel pekala essen, and he figured, look, I'll stay in this by this goy for Shabbos, and Sunday we'll leave. Fratik van nachts, he sees this fascinating thing. This goy lived with his mother, an old goyte, and he sees that she takes down two candlesticks from the top of the fireplace, and Sintlecht neckt sich zu deugen. He says, what's going on here? This is goyte, what's going on here? So he goes over to her afterwards, he says, why are you sitting lecht? So she says, I'm a yid. She says, you're a yid? She says, yes. Bekitzer, she starts asking where he's from. Rabbi Yisai, this was his mother. They started comparing names, and she apologized to him, that's zusammengekischt, ausgebeten. Shabbos morning, he wakes up, he hears this, the Yid wakes up, and he hears Koilas, who says, his mother died last night in her sleep. Bekitzer, there's this goy who was his half-brother, tells the Yid, he says, you know, The galach takes a lot of money for funerals, a chanush kan geld. So the seed says, don't worry, Sunday morning we're taking her back to our town in Ziz Gekimen Lekai V'Yisruel. The Heilige B'nai Soscha gezoekt, look at the Messias Nefesh that a woman had for one mitzvah. One mitzvah, and what was she zoiche? She was zoiche to have Kai V'Yisruel because of her Messias Nefesh for tzinnen chanukah lecht. Shabbos lecht. The last few weeks, the last few months before the Heilige B'nai Soscha is nestale geworden, he started hinting that his time is near. Simchas Torah Badakufis, he told Reb Shiel Tomashov, Agav, 1 week we'll talk about this Reb Shiel Tomashov. He was the tzaddik that made the Tahara from Heilige San Zeruf. He told Reb Shiel Tomashov, Yingemanchik, he said, be my rachmim that I should stay alive of Dame Welt, and if you poilos, the last few weeks he said Toyre Meinyan Oilam Haba. He was 1 week he spoke about Sefsoif Sof Toivavis Bekaiva. Another week he spoke about the Kovet Besaiva Toiva. And the Heilige B'nai Soscha is Nostalgic Boron Chai Taivis. When Heilige Belzeruv heard that the B'nai Soscha is Nostalgic Boron, he krechs, he says, ay, 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 the Welt lost our Groise Erlich Yid. So they told him, Rebbe, that's it, an Erlich Yid. He said, yes, Rabbi, he said, there are a lot of Rebbes, but Erlich Yidin Rebbes is Duvainik. Zechisoi, Yugen Alayni, Agita Mazel Dikevach.